Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to decide to buy a property or not. What's the decision-making process? Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Cool. All right. Bay asked, how do you explain to a potential buyer that it is only an option deal for you? Should you tell the buyer the truth or just say this is your parcel? Good question. I put a note in Success Plant, by the way, telling her to listen to the show.
Awesome.
So she can get most of it. I answered the question. By the way, yeah, it is our free online community. So we go in there and answer stuff. So I did answer the question for Bay, and I also said, hey, listen to the show because there's more. You'll get more detail.
Jill and I were lucky enough to meet Bay in person, one of the few people, actually, the members that we have so far anyway. Mm-hmm. And she is just an incredibly bright, motivated person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she's going to do great.
Oh, yeah. Smart. Very smart.
Yeah. So 30 seconds of background. Sometimes we encourage members, and we do it ourselves all the time, to do an option versus just an outright purchase. And the difference is this. Instead of actually funding the deal, let's say you got a 40-acre property, you're going to buy it for $4,000. But you're just not comfortable with that price. Maybe the seller wants $6,000 instead of $4,000, and it's a little out of your comfort zone, but you're pretty sure you can sell it probably at least double your money. We encourage people to do an option and to answer Bay's question, to be incredibly upfront about it and honest and say, hey, seller, if you're not in a hurry, you want to get this thing done within 6 months or 4 months, I can get you your $6,000. But I'd like to option it. I have a marketing machine, and I belong to Land Academy, hundreds of thousands of yada, yada, yada. So if you would like to sign this simple agreement that says you will not sell it for a certain amount of time, let's say 6 months, I will fund it then. So to answer your question, fund it then after you you find a buyer. And it's pretty easy, usually, if the deal's put together properly, pretty easy to find a buyer pretty quickly, way earlier than 6 months. So always, always, always be completely upfront and honest with everybody in general, but specifically with her question with the seller about whether or not you're optioning the property. That's how you earn people's trust.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I went into said, you know, I personally, if they ask, I'm always, always honest. But am I going to sit and tell them the whole deal structure and the thing like that? They don't even ask? No, because off the time they don't. They're just interested in the parcel. Seriously.
I know, Joe. I'm not laughing at you. I agree.
Yeah, no. When I have a buyer, they don't even know to ask, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just interested in the parcel and the price and what they're going to do with it. And I answer all their questions. And so that's what I answer. I said, you know, Bay, I wouldn't volunteer any stuff. You don't need to bore them with that. It's not an issue. But should they ask anything? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, then no one's going to say, do you own it? You know, kind of thing. Or what's the deal? And if somebody says, yeah, well, you could say it's under contract. And yeah, this is the price. And I'll make it happen in X days. And we're all good.
There's no fibbing in this.
No.
There's no, and Jill's just an expert at this.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how bad the news is, or you think the bad news is bad, if you explain it slowly and with some heartfelt emotion to your buyer or your seller or anybody you're doing business with in any part of this, in any real estate transaction, they're going to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people know that mistakes happen. Mm-hmm. This isn't perfect. We've done, almost 16,000 deals. This stuff is by no means perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So if you explain it, you know, if they freak out and say, oh my gosh, then they're not the right buyer anyway.
Well, my big thing is don't bore them with this stuff they don't really care about. You know what I mean? You ever met somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jack, I'm going to bring this in for you. Say you're dating somebody brand new. This is the way Jack thinks.
Okay, this is great.
So here's my thing. So you're dating somebody brand new. Do you really want on the first date for them to start talking about their failed marriage, why the divorce happened?
Oh, that's what I want.
The whole big thing. Yeah, you really want to have the whole conversation about all this stuff? No, you really don't care at this moment. That's not important to you. So
buyer's excited about buying the property
exactly.
For so cheap.
Exactly. Like you're excited about that first date.
Yeah.
Let that first date happen. See if there's even any chemistry. Because if there's not any chemistry, you don't need to go any further anyway. How's that?
There's a woman's perspective, because you know what I love, Jill, is whenever you bring these examples up, it's all non-gender specific. It's perfect. I'm always women this, men that. I get in trouble for it, actually.
Yeah, you do.
You are completely non-gender specific in that whole description. Is outstanding.
I'm gender politically correct. What's the term for that?
I think you nailed it.
Gender correct.
There's like an acronym for everything now with all this stuff.
That's true. Where were the other, we have to, sometimes it's like, I don't know what I call myself. I've been out somewhere. I'm like, what? How do I even refer to myself? What's a politically correct way to say my, I'm a straight,
Yeah.
Right.
I
don't know what to call myself.
So much derogatory stuff just went through my head.
Thank you. Good. I think we answered that. Good.
So do I. Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, how to decide to buy a property or not. Right at the end of doing all your due diligence, there's that one moment where if you're on the fence and you have to sit there and you look at yourself and say, man, am I going to do this deal or not? I chose this topic today because I've been having we have this thing called Deal Review where members can contact me via Skype when they're at that point and they're just on the fence. They want my opinion. And so I decided to do a show and really describe the thought process that I go through. And it's not very complicated at all. This day and age, with the internet tools that are available, it's incredibly simple. So step one is when you send a bunch of mail out and offers, some of them come back. And so when you're opening the mail or answering the phone, people call back and they say, I would love to sell you my property for $500 or $900, or if it's a house, for 40% less than ARV. And so what's the first thing you do? You take it down to your information and you get on your computer and you go straight to Google Earth. That is the decider for me. And I'll tell you, it's in that moment that I make the decision. Mm-hmm. And I think newer people, that's the key to this. Mm-hmm. If there is a takeaway from this show, it's that key moment where you find the parcel, you locate it on Google Earth, you fly into it, and you take a look. The first thing I look for is access. Well, I look for the four A's. Attributes, is it close to the Grand Canyon and mountain views? Anything cool about it?
Trees, maybe.
Yeah.
I look at that too. Trees. I look at the actual parcel sometimes and just see what's around there.
Those are the four A's are access. Can you get to it at all? Attribute, like we just described, Jill described. Affordability, is it cheap enough? Yeah, of course it is, because you sent the offers out on it. And then acreage. Larger acreage in general is almost always better, unless the attribute's amazing, like on the ocean or something like that. So I asked myself really quickly the four A's. The vast majority of what I'm looking for is access, if you can get to it. And then I look at the price. Four A's and the price. Well, we already know that the price is what it needs to be because we sent it in the offer. So you can decide right then, not after you talk to the seller and you go through. There's a lot of misconception about old school real estate deal making where you got to go back and forth and say, I'll talk and all this. You don't have to do any of that.
You just brought up a good point that I think is interesting, that it's good to share. You and I don't even look at it until we know it's in our ballpark. So imagine I sent out an offer for, I don't know, 5-acre properties, I'm offering, $800 or whatever I'm working on. And the guy calls me back and says, you know what, I won't go below $3,000. Right then and there, it's almost like I'm not even going to look at it. I kind of, I know what my range is, unless they say, what do you think, Jack?
This whole system is, Jill and I differ on this. This whole system is set up to remove negotiation and discussion from the buyer, between you and the buyer. If you send a letter out, if you send 10,000 offers out and a certain percentage come back, mm-hmm. listen to our other stuff to find out what the percentages are, because they're pretty amazing. And the thing comes back in the mail signed, there's no writing on it or anything. What are you going to do? You're going to say, heck yes, I'm going to buy this thing without even looking at it, because you wrote the offer and you know how to crunch data and you have the cash flow from land program and you know all about how to ultimately get that offer into the mail where you're ready to do the deal anyway, or you wouldn't have sent it. You wouldn't have waited, you wouldn't have spent the 45 cents or 40 cents to get it in the mail. If it comes back, I'm just checking for stuff. I'm checking for access in general. I'll make sure the owner owns it. There's no title issues and stuff. And we go through all the details of that. And then I buy it. Jill, on the other hand, does it a little bit differently. If it's
I do that too.
An old offer, we get a lot. We've been doing this for a lot of years. If they come in from 2004 or 6 or something, and rightfully so, Jill will, because the offers we sent out were larger than they are, the dollar amount was higher, she'll renegotiate the deal and make friends with the seller. And both of our ways are right for us individually. Jill's way tends to yield more deals and better deals because just innately she's a negotiator. And then ultimately these people have other properties. So she befriends them and starts to buy their portfolios instead of just the one property that they own. So there's a huge benefit to making friends with the seller and talking. It's just not my thing. And I'm lucky to have you.
Thank you. Well, the nice thing is once you get into this too, you learn what areas, what your price range is, and you can shut it down right then and there. You know, I've had some, they have called back. I mean, this is a fact. They will call you back sometimes and say, I got your offer for $500. I'm thinking $5,000. They will do that. And then at that point, you just say yes or no.
Exactly.
So, and then most of the time I'm like, yeah, no.
There's too much talking. This is the truth. If there's too much talking, I kill the deal. I've got a bunch of mail to go through where no one's going to say a word. They're just going to sign it and, you know, constantly. And it's not just us. It's our members too. Our members that take this seriously. There's a lot of them now. They do the same thing. You know, they have a lot of, most of our members, in fact, the vast majority, probably 98% have regular jobs. They don't have time to do this stuff. We, you know, we'll sit around, Jill and I, and do with the whole staff. And do this all day long. You know, we have that luxury, but a lot of members just to get it back in the mail, they do the check to make sure there's access and they do the deal.
You know, you're right. That's a good point. It's funny because a lot of our members, when they're new and they're starting out, they are really careful about every single individual one. But yeah, they're 20. Now they're 20 in and they're a couple weeks in. They're like, okay, I just don't have time. And it's they like get the, it. You have to prioritize. Yeah.
Like it's like when you had your first kid, you're following them around, worried they're going to trip.
Gosh,
and
that's
by
true.
The third one, you just let them juggle knives.
Exactly. Whatever. You know your way home.
The third one's always the strongest, too,
right.
You know?
That's really funny. That's true.
Hey, if you have any questions or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. This is the Technical 2. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year 15,000 plus transaction experience. Take a screenshot of the research that you're doing when you buy the property because you're going to need it when you sell it. What the hell does he mean by that? Get a program. If you have a Mac, you already know how to take screenshots. If you have a PC like us, or like me, I should say, Jill has a Mac, I use a program called Snagit. I love Snagit. And it makes it just incredibly easy to take a screenshot of what you're looking at in Google Earth or whatever research that you're doing and just make a little subdirectory with the APN. And all through your due diligence process, just get in the habit of it. Because when you buy the property, you don't want to have to restart the whole process, go back and look up county maps. And it's, you know, take a screenshot while you're deciding whether or not you're going to buy the property. Whether you're going to buy it or not, it takes maybe 30 more seconds in the whole due diligence process. You know, I wish somebody would have told me this a long time ago, Joe. You know, that would have saved so much time. And so now when you actually buy the property, and you go back to do all the engineering to get it ready for sale, you got all the stuff there. All you got to do, saves so much time.
So true.
I wish I had my own advice.
We'd say that all the time. It's the funniest thing. I swear the whole time we were putting that program together. I felt like every day I was saying, man, I wish I had a version of me when we were doing this. Seriously, a version of me.
I wish I had a version of you, too.
Thank you. Just teaching me what to do and saving me the learning curve, saving me all the mistakes. You know, how many times – do you remember how funny it was in the beginning? I mean, I would – this is good for people to hear. I would constantly call the wrong person. I'd call the assessor when I meant to call the recorder, and then I'd call in the treasurer when I meant to call the assessor. I'm like, I'm so sorry. It's the funniest thing, but we all make those mistakes. I'm getting them all confused. And then
I still do that.
Yeah, then I get them – I'm like, oh, yeah, the treasurer does that. Okay, the assessor does that. And the recorder does that. Okay, got it. You know, it's
– I'm subdividing some property with one of our members, and he's pretty new, and he's really – going through the correct motions and, you know, dotting his I's and crossing his T's on everything. And he asked me the other day, you know, who do I call to check to see if I can subdivide this? And I said, you know, honestly, it could be a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I start with the planning and zoning, because they will planning and zoning tend to tell you the truth really quickly.
I like them.
I do too.
You know, it seems like it's always men, and they're really cool.
Yeah, and they're like not. They don't deal with questions like the recorder has to deal with some awful questions, in my opinion. Like, how much does it cost to record a deed? Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. Or, you know, on and on and on. There's a bunch of questions that can happen like that. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Start with planning and zoning my point is this. We still do it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not wrong. We still have to feel it out and call people and ask to see if it's the right department.
Exactly. So
Jill,
funny.
It's that time. It's the time to inspire us.
I was thinking of the number of folks that I talk to who are starting out in not just what we do, but anytime you're starting off on a new side business or a new project and or a new something, it's so easy to get overwhelmed. So I thought I'd just take a minute and just talk about what I do and a great way to help you if you just think, oh my gosh, there's just no way I can do this. I'm quickly overwhelmed. All mm-hmm. these tasks, you know, like even with our people, now they went from 2 offers 1 week to 50 the next that got, you know, or just,
yeah.
you know, cause some, we have people that have sent out 6,000 mailers in a round. We're like, woohoo, go get ready. You know, buckle your seatbelt. Here it comes. So,
isn't that funny?
It's hilarious. Like, yeah, someone said, yeah, you know, I'm just going to initiation by fire. I'm like, all right, go for it. You know, we're here. So
you know, it's funny that here's the pattern. People start with us. They're all worried. They're concerned. What is this for real? What am I going to do wrong? Then they get their mailer out, and then we don't hear from them for 2 months.
Yeah.
And then they all of a sudden they resurface and say, "Yep, I bought 14 properties.
Yep.
Now what do I do to sell them?" I'm like, "Oh, you didn't listen, because I told you, you got to set all the sell side stuff up first because you're going to get too busy." Oh yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Hello. It's so funny.
Who should I call to start a website? That's the first question.
Oh my gosh, I have all these things. Oh boy. Well, you know, it's funny. That's nice. We can save them with that. We'll get to that later. But so my tips, and you're in that situation and oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed and now I'm feeling like I can't breathe. I'm up till 2 a.m., you know, buying property, you know, what the heck, you know, and I still do this to this day. I stop myself. I take some time off and I write it all down. Now, if you want to write it on a notepad, go for it. You want to write down, and I mean write down every little thing that's on your mind, all your little tasks. I do it on a computer, and I keep track of them. I write them all down. So my thing is slow down, write it down, give yourself dates, and I'm going to give yourself some cushion dates too. Let's be realistic. Oh, I'm going to do it all tomorrow. No, you're not. Let's be realistic. Give yourself some cushion dates because you don't want to fail. You want to get yourself back on track.
Right.
And then check them off. You know, and that, for me, maybe it's me, maybe it's silly, but I have such satisfaction. Like, I can show Jack right now. I have a little sheet I'm holding up.
During the show, you do this?
I do that. Well, this was my getting ready for the show and adding in questions and things. So
God, I don't do anything like that.
Right? A lot of it's on the computer, but some of it I'm like old school on a piece of paper.
No,
but
I think it's great.
Seriously, I have a piece of paper
like
with little check marks for the shows and getting ready for the shows and where I am in the process. And I have been known to, yeah, I know Jack, you've seen me do this, and I know my people make fun of me about this. They're like, "Did you just write that down and immediately cross it off?" I'm like, "Yes, I did." Because even though I just completed it and it doesn't really need to be there, it makes me feel good. It's a little bit of satisfaction that I did it and I can cross it off.
Isn't it funny how there's a line between being too organized where it paralyzes you or being just organized enough so it's just not, everything's not a mess?
Sometimes it's hard.
I know. It's a hard place to
find. It's easy to get paralyzed.
And it's different for everybody.
Uh-huh. It's really... especially with what we're doing here. And I think so many people that we're talking to, they're new investors. This is a side gig. They have a day job.
Right.
You know, they want to do this. But so there's going to be some times here that just it's nutty and you're not sure if you're doing the right thing and you want to just give up because you're just overwhelmed. So that's my thing. Slow down, write it out, give yourself good deadlines and check them off.
Exactly. Good advice.
Thanks, Jack.
I like that. Was a technical inspiration.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you. You inspired me.
Oh, no. Don't let that happen. Hey, listener, do not let me inspire you. Let Jill inspire you. And then if you have to do some math or something, let me know. I'll help you with that.
Dude, you are rubbing off on me. What did I just do in this? I did a technical inspirational thing, and I talked about dating.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
You are so rubbing off on me.
You know, you're like one baseball analogy away from the whole
thing. I just need to bring up a Yogi Bear quote. There we go.
Want to hear a good Yogi Bear quote?
Yes.
Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. I got to look those up. That's good.
That's actually my tip-top favorite one.
I love it.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it in a system immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Jill, you're cracking me up.
Thank you. I am.
I got to bring this up.
I am starting to sound like you. That's hilarious.
This show airs at a much different day than it records way to different weeks earlier before it airs. But today is Jill's birthday.
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
How's it going so far? It's like noonish.
I know. I'm about ready to split.
I think you should. I told you you should just get up and leave.
I know.
Do whatever you want the whole day.
Yeah, I'm doing it now. I'm ready.
No, happy birthday. How's it feel?
Thank you.
Is anything missing in your life?
I got nothing.
There's got to be something.
No, I really got nothing.
Is your car big enough, fast enough? The top goes down, the kids are good.
Yeah, everybody's happy. They're all going to be coming into town here at the beach and hang out with us in a couple weeks. That's going to be a blast.
Jill's birthday is July 5th. So every 4th of July is a big deal. It's a big deal holiday in our household. There's a lot of celebration with fireworks, and it's big. We had some hoopla last night.
Yes, we did. It's really nice of the whole beach community to rally on the eve of my birthday. I really like that. Jill's, see all the people on the beach for my eve of my birthday. Wasn't that nice?
Jill was told from a very young child, as a very young child, that those fireworks, because it's her birthday tomorrow, they're for her.
Yeah,
they're special for her, and she still believes it.
Took me a long time to figure that out, that it wasn't just for me.
I still think they're for you.
And I still love sparklers.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.